Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First of all, congratulations. What do we know? I mean, I know because they're here. They're a very good football team. What do we know about Blessed Trinity? What have you seen as you watch them and prepare for them?
Well, they're a run-heavy offense. They're very big and physical. You know, we played them 2 years ago, and so their plan and the things that they do haven't changed a lot in those the last 3 years, actually. But they're a good football team that just physically try to break you throughout the course of the game.
And in terms of matching up, and we'll watch this game, and we'll listen to this game, by the way. The game will be on our station here, WGAU, Saturday afternoon, the kickoff, somewhere around 4:30. In terms of matching up, and we'll all find out that together, I suppose, but physically, how do you match up?
I would say that we match up better with them this year than we did 2 years ago when we played them, but they're still a big physical football team, and you know, you got more 6'2", 6'3", 220-pound kids than anybody I've ever seen. But they're, you know, got a big old offensive tackle that's a really good player. But, you know, I think we match up with them okay. I wouldn't say we match up with them man for man.
Coach Travis Nolan, talk about your team for a moment. At what point in a season do you begin to get the sense, or maybe you have the sense going into the season, we got something special here, or the opportunity to be something special? When did that begin to kick in for your guys?
Well, I think you know, I've said this a lot to the media, that a lot of our success this year is attributed to our struggles last year. You know, our guys, we had a great off season, and they've been committed from day one, but they've you know, they've worked hard to get better every week. And I think after we lost to Clark Central early, it was sort of a turning point of where they wanted to go. And then we had talked, you know, we never set the state championship as our ultimate goal or destination. We just wanted to make it to Thanksgiving. And then we've talked for, you know, a couple of months prior to that, if we can get to that point, then anything can happen, because anybody can win it at that stage. And so to answer your question, probably when we got to Thanksgiving and, you know, beat a really good Mears team was when we felt like maybe we could make it to the state championship game.
And again, you get into the playoffs, and you go through the playoffs, and you obviously are where you are, a 4:30 kick Saturday afternoon against Blessed Trinity at Georgia State Stadium. What does going through a region like the one you're in? You mentioned Clark Central earlier in the season, but getting into your region, what does going through a region like the one in which you play, what does that do to prepare you for playoff competition?
Well, I think, you know, when you play in a small region like we have, knowing how important every region game is, that prepares you for the playoffs. For the simple fact is, you really start playoff play in region play, because if you don't win at least one or two games, you're not going to the playoffs. So you're really living in a, you know, playing for the next week kind of mentality. Once region play started, and, you know, there's some good football teams in our region, and we played a really tough schedule that we think helped prepare us to get to where we are.
What's this week been like for you? Again, Coach Travis Nolan, coach of the Oconee County High School Warriors. You're going to play on Saturday. That in and of itself is a change. Coaches like consistency, right? And consistency says you play your games on Friday. In this case, you're going to play on Saturday, a neutral site. A lot of things that are different about a state championship game. What has that been like logistically in terms of the mindset of your team?
Right. Well, we took Monday off. Because we're pretty beat up now. We've had a gauntlet here the last few weeks, and so we took Monday off from the practice field. We watched film and met Monday after school, and then we treated Tuesday as our Monday, Wednesday as our Tuesday, and today will be our Wednesday practice, and Friday will be our Thursday practice, and then, you know, playing at 4:30 will be a challenge in itself because of just the schedule. And you know, our guys have handled it well. I mean, we're practicing the same. Our practice yesterday was the same as it was last Tuesday. And, you know, so hopefully hopefully it won't affect us too much. We know the challenge in front of us, but I don't sense that our team's just happy to be here or, you know, looking to just go get a participation trophy. I think we're going to go play hard and try to give ourselves a chance to win.
Again, 4:30 the kick, or thereabouts, Saturday afternoon, the game you'll hear right here on WGAU. Let you go on this one. Talk about the fans. I think it's such a big deal in Oconee County that your team, 20 years later from the last state championship, back in it with an opportunity to win it again this year. I mean, they literally rescheduled the Christmas parade so folks can get over there and watch your kids play. What is the fan experience been like this season?
Well, you know, it's been good, and each week, the more you win, the more that grows, and, you know, everybody in our country loves a winner, and so once you start winning a bigger game, more people take notice, but it's been great, you know, but we're somewhat sheltered from all that stuff. We're just trying to go through our weekly work and just plowing the rows as we go, and so we really haven't been exposed to it a lot, and I know there's a lot of excitement, and there should be, because this is a team that our community should support and rally behind, because they're a great group of kids, and they're really good students, and they're what you would hope would represent a school in a game like this.
All right, Travis Nolan, coach of the Oconee County High School Warriors, 4:30 kick Saturday against the Blessed Trinity Titans, the state 4A championship on the line, a game you'll hear right here on WGAU. Best of luck. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.